You have your Bible tonight, turn to Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter number 1. We're going to start in the beginning and we're going to go to the end. Amen. We sure do appreciate all that He does. And we just thank Him for His goodness, His mercy, and His love He has for us. I'm glad God considered us when He began. Amen. God never had no beginning, but He began to do a great work. Amen. It was for His glory that we might be participants in it. And we just thank God for that. Amen. Genesis chapter number 1. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, with this thought on building something with God. Building something with God. Now, I told you a while back, it's been several weeks ago, that God began to deal my heart. Somebody asked me about an engineer and an architect, and they was a question in that, and they was looking at a prospect of building some things, and they said, you know, who do you need first? Do you need an engineer first, or do you need an architect, or do they work together to try to build? And I'll just be honest, I didn't know. So over time, I began to look at this, Brother Charles, and I began to think about the engineer and the architect, and I began to think about how God Almighty, amen, praise God, He puts things together for His glory. I want to say God Almighty is the great engineer of everything that we see and have and know. Tonight, and the Lord Jesus Christ is that architect that God brought together, or brought to put it all together. And boy, I don't know about you, but that excites my heart. As we look at the Word of God in the beginning, like I've already said, God had no beginning. He always has been, and He always will be. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't understand that." Hey, listen, I'll teach you honest. I don't understand it either, but praise God, I believe it. Amen. He was here before the beginning. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that something? Ain't that wonderful? That God, our God, Kevin, was here before the beginning. And He'll be here after the end.
Amen.
Amen. But why? Because He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning. And He is the end. And we just appreciate Him so much tonight. So we look at this thing and we begin to see. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God." Now we know who God is. He is God. Amen. I don't have any doubt in my mind who God is. He's the supreme being of the universe, praise God, the one that looked down and seen a need. He's seen a need for you and He's seen a need for me. And He come to where we was when we couldn't get to Him. He does that quite often in my life, amen. And I believe He does it quite often in yours. He's just God. And He said He created the heaven and the earth. And the world and the earth was without form and void. Amen. We see how it used to be, but praise God, I'm glad God can take used to be's and change them into something else. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. I used to be a part of this old world. I used to be somebody going in a different direction. But I thank God that God come to where I was and He changed my thinking. He changed my direction. Amen. But we can see this, and I just want to give you some definitions tonight so you can see what an engineer is and what an architect is. And you can see, if you look at Noah Webster, 1828 dictionary, he formed his definitions from the Word of God. Amen. So you can just think of it like that and realize that what he was looking at was more than just what man could make. Amen. Far superior to you and I. The Bible says that God created the heaven and the earth. Well, Noah Webster said that the engineer was a problem solver. Now, this is what he says about the engineer. He says he uses deductive reasoning. In other words, that to take from and to separate and to remove. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad God took something, praise God. He separated it from something else. He removed it to somewhere else, praise God. And He made you and me. He brought us out of that place that we were and put us in the place that we should be. And He began to help our hearts as only He can. That's God tonight. If we'll trust Him, He'll do it. And He'll do it again. Amen. He'll do what He's done in days of old. Praise God. He'll just keep doing it throughout eternity, world without end. Amen. He says an architect uses deductive reasoning in that. But he says he also uses analytical reasoning. He separates into parts, or he puts things in the original principles. In other way, he takes it and he makes it the way it's supposed to be. Amen. God is a God that looks down and he sees us as we are. Praise God. But he sees us and he knows how things are supposed to be. I want to say tonight, there is a way that's right. Praise God tonight. There's a way that, there's a way that seems right to the world. But I want to say tonight on the authority of the Word of God, there is a way that's right this evening. Amen. The right in the eyes of God. And so he takes the original principles, amen, and he separates the parts and he puts them in the original principles in the way that it ought to be. That's what God's seeking to do. That's what he done from creation. That's what he does in our life when he created us into a new creature, a new creation, praise God. What he was doing is separating the original principles and putting us back to where we supposed to be. God created us, put us in the garden to walk and walk with Him. Amen. Commune with God every day. How many times do we show slack in that? Amen. We don't communicate with Him every day. We don't walk with Him every day like we ought to. And God looked down upon it and He seen something was out of whack. Amen. So he went walking in the cool of the garden like he normally did, and he was looking for Adam and Eve, and they had done hid themselves because they knew they was naked. Amen. And God said, "He said we hid ourselves because we were naked." And he said, "Who told you you was naked?" Amen. Praise God. Amen. God said, "Hey, God realized right then that something was out of whack, and God's been a working, amen, ever since then, to put things back in place, to take those original principles and put them back where they belong, amen, for God's glory." So we see the engineer, but then we see the architect. Now the dictionary says that the architect uses inductive reasoning. In other words, that's that leading and drawing. And attending to a cause. Amen. David looked up and he said, over in the valley of the giant, he said, "Is there not a cause?" I want to say God Almighty looks down and he looks down upon earth tonight. He looks down upon me and you tonight. He looks down upon our families tonight. He looks down upon our loved ones tonight. And he says, "Is there not a cause?" Amen. Praise God. And he begins to tend to that. Is anybody here old enough to remember what tending to means? Amen. Used to when we was a when we was youngins. Amen. Granny and Grandpa would say, "Hey, listen." He said, "Bring them youngins over here, and I'll tend to them." Yeah. Amen. You remember that? Yeah. Amen. They wasn't babysitters back then. They was tend doers. Yeah. Amen. I remember. You remember that? Amen. Praise God. I used to go to Grandma and Grandpa's all the time, and they'd tend to me. Amen. They wasn't babysitters like now. They was tend doers. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you what they did. They tended to you. Amen. And you done what was right. If you didn't, they'd go cut a keen hickory switch. They'd get your attention. And they'd tend to you. Amen. They'd tend to your hind end with a keen hickory. And they got your attention. Amen. But it said the architect is inductive reasoning. He's leading and drawing. Amen. He's setting the thing up. He's drawing and designing how it ought to be according to the will. Praise God of that's right. And he's tending to that cause. Amen. Have you ever thought about yourself as being a cause in the mind of God? Amen. When everybody else might have given up on you, everybody else might have quit on you, praise God, God never has. Amen. God the Holy Ghost, God the Father, God the Son, amen. In their eyes, you've always been a cause worth fighting for. Amen. Amen. He said, so that architect is inductive reasoning. He tends to a cause. But not only does he use inductive reason, but he uses intuitive method. Now that intuitive method, it says it's this. He said, proceed by the mind immediately. Without intervention or argument or testimony.
Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, what it is, he said, it's automatic. He don't have to think about it. Amen. They've already decided what needs to be done. They've already perceived in the mind of God exactly what needs to be done on your account and on my account and the world's account and economical account and every other account. God already knows, and he knows what's best for you, and he knows what's best for me. Praise God. And he's there to make things without question, without any intervention, without any argument, without a testimony. He don't need a testimony from the world. He don't need a testimony from me and you, praise God, because God already knows what we need. Amen. In other words, what the Bible says is he's seeing clearly the objective. Amen. Have you ever thought about God? There ain't no gray area about your life or mine. God knows exactly where we are, what we need. Amen. The Bible says, as far as Jesus Christ is concerned, said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. I just want to make sure you understood that. He said, all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Amen. So he said he looked at this thing, praise God. He saw clearly the objective that God has. Ain't you glad tonight that you're part of God's objective? Amen. His objective, praise God, is to seek out that was lost and save it. So we have an engineer who's a problem solver. We have an architect who's inductive and intuitive in his methods. And we see an engineer. And now we see that engineer, his problem, his purpose is to ensure the design will work. Amen. God didn't design something to fail. God designed something to work. And we've already said that God is a problem solver. And so he's looking at the how and the why. Amen? He looks at how things need to be done and why they need to be done that way. Amen? I like this in Genesis 1 where he begins to tell us, he said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. We see what happens here with God in the beginning when he began to look down upon this place, this planet that we call Earth, this little speck of dust in the mighty cosmos. We see him in the universe putting us here, and he said he paid special attention to us. Amen. That ought to make you feel special tonight. God paid special attention to you and I. Special attention to this little place where he would put man. Amen. Praise God. So we see the engineers. He ensures the design will work. He's a problem solver looking at the how and the why. And what is the problem? Well, I want to say what the problem is our lives. And we were just like this, and we were out without form and void, and darkness was upon us. Amen. We was walking around in the dark. We was stumbling around. We were without form in this world. We were void of any godliness or goodliness in us. But God Almighty looked down on the great engineer of the universe. He looked down and saw us. He saw the need that we had, and he prepared a way to do a work in us to make that to make us into what he'd have us to be for his glory. Amen. He wanted to ensure a design that would work. She said, preacher, what did he do? He entrusted it to his architect. Amen. The problem was you and me. The problem was the darkness. The problem was that lack of form in our life. It was a void that was in us. That's in man. You know what's wrong with the world today? There's a void in humanity. There's a void of caring. There's a void of crying. There's a void tonight of people that's caring for each other. But I'm telling you what, there's a God of heaven changes all of that through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Praise God, and he begins to make that difference. Amen. So we see what the problem is. The problem is you and I, our lives. Amen. Who has the problem? God has the problem. Amen. God has the problem. It's God's problem to fix. See, we got this thing in our head that we think, well, you know what? We got a problem. We got to fix it. We got issue. We got situation. And I've got to fix it. I want to tell you, praise God, till we start trusting in God Almighty, amen, we can't fix our problems by ourselves. We ain't big enough, amen, for that. But I want to say glory to God, the great engineer of this world, the great engineer of the universe, praise God, He has problem-fixing ability. Amen. It's God's problem. We were God's problem. The earth was God's problem. God looked down upon it. He saw it without form. He saw it void. He saw the darknesses there. He's looking down now and He sees those same problems today. Praise God, He's the only one that can fix it. He is the ultimate problem solver. Amen. We can go to Him. You can go to Him, praise God. He'll fix your problems. Amen. You say, why does it need to be fixed? Why does this problem need to be solved? Amen. Because in order to praise God, it needs to be fixed that God, so God can show His love. Amen. To you and to me, to this world. It makes me plumb crazy when people start talking about Mother Earth. Mother Earth. Earth ain't my mother. Amen. This is God's earth. God's the creator. Amen. Praise God. And He created this thing. And He created, and He does what He does, praise God, so He can show His love to me and you. Amen. That's why He does it. Without form and void, praise God, was there. That's the way our lives was. But God changed that. He wants to fix that problem because He loves you and me. Amen. Darkness in your life, praise God. God wants to illuminate you with the light of Christ. Amen. So you're not in darkness no more. Amen. He wants to turn the light on for you. Praise God. He'd go on in a little bit here in Genesis and he'd say, let there be, praise God, and there was light. Amen. Praise God, because He wants to do that for me and you. So that's what the engineer does. Now the engineer, he offers material and structure to fulfill functional objectives and requirements. I mean, that's the definition of an engineer. He offers materials and structure to fulfill functional objectives and requirements. While considering, now watch what he considers. His concerns are limitations imposed by practicality. Amen. What God says is practical. Amen. What God says is work. And what God's saying there, amen, if you apply that to God, it's what will work for Brother Rex, praise God. It'll work for Brother Jeff. And praise God, if it'll work for Brother Jeff, amen, it'll work for Brother Don. And if it'll work for Brother Don, it'll work for Brother Scott. You see what I'm saying? God Almighty's looking this thing, and He's looking to see what you need. And praise God, He said, what I've got, amen, to fix it with, it'll work for every individual in this place. Amen. Praise the Lord. That it's a... those limitations imposed by practicality. Amen? He said those limitations imposed by practicality, but regulation. Amen? Concerned with regulation. I want to say God is concerned with regulation. Amen? He regulates our lives, praise God. Amen? Ain't you glad that He does? Amen. When God moved into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost moved into me, He began to regulate my life. I can't do the things I used to. Amen. Because some things I used to was harmful to me. Amen, Brother Larry. Amen. Hey, some things I used to do that was harmful to me, praise God. And God began to regulate my life. He's concerned with regulations. He's not concerned about the regulations of men. He's concerned about the regulations of God. Amen. That's what He does. And He regulates, praise God. Those regulations that He put on us is for our good. Amen. Because He's concerned. The next thing He's concerned about is cause of safety. Ain't you glad tonight God is concerned with safety? Amen. Your safety and my safety. God's looking out for it. Amen. He knows exactly where we are tonight. He knows exactly where we could be tomorrow. But because of God's regulations, amen. I praise God. Because of the safety, the regulation He has, and the safety that He puts, that I'm glad God puts a safety net up for us tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Kind of like those stop signs and road out signs ahead. God puts them up there for us so we can see them. Now I'm talking about making something with God. Amen. That's what the engineer does. He makes things, praise God. He provides the material. He provides the structure for the fulfillment of the function, praise God. The objectives and requirements that God has. We live in a world today. What's wrong with this is people don't think about God that way. We think about God just some old beardy fella up there just trying to beat us down with a stick. But that ain't our God. That ain't the God I serve. I've got a God in heaven, praise God, who is God, who loves me, and He's there to help me, to lead me and guide me and show me His way, which is a good way, praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, God has never done anything to hurt me. Amen. Had a lady say, called me yesterday and said, I want you to pray. Said, this young lady, said she's all the problems she's had in her life and all the problems that she's had with her children, she blames it on God. Amen. She's lived away from God. She's lived contrary to God and godliness most of her life. And then she packs everything, all her problems off on God. God never caused her a problem. God was there for her the whole time, just like He was for you and I. If we'd called upon Him, praise God, He has all the material, all the substance, praise God, to fix and change a life if we'll call upon Him. Yeah, amen. I told her, I said, tell her, I said, hey, listen, don't you pack that off on God. Amen. God didn't put you there. God was there every minute to help you if you'd let Him. And He's there right now if you'll let Him. Amen. Amen. He's there at ever-present help in times like they're having if they call upon the Lord. Amen. You'll find Him and you'll call upon Him early. Praise God. But He's concerned about the safety. But also He's concerned about the cost. Amen. God's concerned about what the great engineer of the universe is concerned about the cost to me and you. Amen. And you know what the good engineer, the great engineer of the universe, praise God, done, Brother Jeff? He said, I'll pay the cost. Amen. I'll take all the expense. I'll supply the material. I'll supply the substance. I'll pay for it all, praise God. And He sent His only begotten Son to live and love in this world, praise God, to create all that we have for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. And we get to participate in that. We ought to be there shouting, as praising as people there was. That God Almighty thought enough of us to help us that we could build something with God, a life in Lord Jesus Christ. So we see God Almighty, we see He offered the building material, He offered the structure, amen, the fundamental objectives and the requirements, the concerns and the consideration that He had for you and I, amen, when He began to look upon the face of the deep, and He saw the water, saw the darkness and the voidness and the lack of form. Amen. But the Bible says that tells us there was a great architect in this, and His name was Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. When the Holy Ghost of God, that great workman, that great person of work, praise God, that God the Father and God the Son uses to get the job done. I'm glad there's a Holy Ghost of God who ain't afraid to come right into where we're at. Amen. Working our lives. He said, listen, the Lord said, I've got to go away, but if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. Amen. He said, I'll send you a comforter, a consoler, one that'll dwell in you. He'll live in you. He'll come down to where you live. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll minister to you. He'll teach you. He'll instruct you. He'll show you the right way, praise God. I'm glad tonight, I praise the Lord, that I have that help living down in my soul. It's real, praise God. It's not phony and made up. Praise God, I'm glad I can feel the presence of the Holy Ghost of God. I'm glad I can feel the anointing of the Spirit moving upon the depths of my soul. That one day was void and without form and in darkness, praise God, but it moved on the face with the water, glory to God, of the Word of God, and began to change me forever and ever. Amen. Bless His holy name. But we see the person, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great architect. Now Webster says that the architect, now listen to this, he said, is a person skilled in the art, Brother Charles, of building. Amen. Don't that sound like our Savior? Amen. Hey, listen, let me tell you something tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost of God, has never tore nothing down. Amen. If there's turmoil in your life, if your life is being torn to pieces, it's not God that does that. God's in the business of building up, of lifting up, encouraging. Amen. Rising up. Amen. He's not to be down. Listen, if we'll just confess our sin and call upon Him, praise God, He will build us up.
Amen. Amen. That's what He does. A person skilled in the art of building. Amen. Says one who understands architecture. Amen. Brother Don, he understands architecture. He understands what work and what won't work. Amen. Me and Don was talking the other day, and Don does concrete work all the time. And there's a funny situation. We're off the mile straight. I don't know if anybody's seen it. But over out the mile straight, there's somebody that's poured concrete in their driveway. And they brought that concrete out over to the edge of the bank, and they took it down over the bank about 6 or 8 feet. And they stopped it about 6 or 8 feet from the road. And it's awful. I don't know what they planned on doing. Apparently they didn't have an architect. Amen. Because I thought, well, maybe they figured that later on they would bring that on down to the road and use it as an entranceway or a way out. But I will say, hey, listen, where they stopped that concrete at, it's that steep. And there's no way to get on that concrete. When they turn, their bumper's going to hit the bank before they ever get to the concrete. Amen? That's kind of like the world trying to build, amen, without the architect, without the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God, we'll just make a mess. We'll make something that won't work. It will not be sufficient. It will not be efficient. It won't work. It won't do the job, praise God. But I want to say, according to the Word of God, amen, He said, I looked upon the face of the water, the face of the deep, even without form and voice, darkness was everywhere. And God said, but, amen. And He began to create something that would work. So we see this great architect, one that understands architecture and makes it his occupation. Now watch this, to form plans and designs of building. You know where you know how he done that? He did that and he put it every bit in a volume of a book. Amen. He took all the architectural genius of God Almighty and he put it in the volume of the book and he gave it to me and you. Amen. So that we could look at it, we could see the design, praise God, and we could follow it for God's glory. Amen. We see what God Almighty has done. I mean, we see that He is the architect, and it's His occupation, amen, to form the plans and to design and the design of building. So He's formed a plan, and He's designed this thing, and the engineer has made sure that the plan from the beginning would work. Amen. If Brother Rex goes out there on the roof tomorrow and he just takes a few pieces of plywood, I'm talking about a roof that's got the rafters up, and that's it. Kind of like my brother's church. Amen? He's got the walls up and got the rafters on, but that's all he's got. And if Rex just goes out there when he goes to put that roof on, takes two or three pieces of plywood and a few bundles of shingles, it ain't going to amount to much. Now he could put a roof on one little spot, maybe on a corner. Amen? But that's not going to serve much of a purpose unless his congregation's small enough he can keep them all in one little corner. But you know, that's what the devil would like to do to me and you. He'd like to hem us in and keep us all in one little place, not provide all the functions that we need, amen, to survive and thrive, praise God, as God's people. But I'm glad I don't serve the devil. I'm glad the devil ain't preparing, but God is. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He's supplying all the material. The Lord Jesus Christ putting it all together. Amen. Not only has He formed plans and designs of buildings, but it says the architect, is also, Brother Charles, the superintendent of the work. Amen. Praise God. He looks down on us as the great intercessor. Praise God. He's there for us to supervise the work. Amen.
Did you realize tonight that that the Lord Jesus Christ is supervising the work that the Holy Ghost of God, the workman, is doing on you and I? Amen. He's looking down upon us. He's supervising all the work. Amen. When it seems difficult, sometimes when you seem like you're having a hard time, just remember, praise God, at the great architect, He's a watching and instructing. And if we'll just let Him work, He knows what He's doing.
Amen.
Our old flesh gets in the way. Amen. Our flesh will get in the way. But He said His concern is making sure the work gets done. The engineer, the God of heaven, amen, it's His job to ensure that the design will work. Amen. He's His responsibility to get to supply all the materials. Have you ever thought about the materials that God had to supply to form the universe?
Sometimes, Brother Junior, we wonder, you know, boy, things is pretty tight. I wonder if I'm going to have a bean on my plate tonight. I wonder if I'm going to have a tater or a cake of cornbread. I wonder if God can supply that. Praise God. I want to tell you, God's able to supply all our needs according to His purpose. Praise God. He's able to give us in abundance everything that we need. He said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor His seed a begging bread. Amen. But praise God, we see this great engineer. Talking about building something with God. We see this great engineer. We see the architect. We see the workman. Amen. But we see the architect's concerns. Now the architect's concern is for the framing and the structure. Amen. For the framing and the structure. And every aspect of the building, God's concerned about. Amen. Sometimes we get feeble. Sometimes we get in dire straits in these old physical bodies in which we live. But I want to say that the great architect, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's concerned about the frame. He's concerned about the structure. Amen. That's why some of it, I thought this. I'll just say it. That's why every now and then the Holy Ghost just nudges and say, hey man, why don't you push back from the table just a minute early tonight? Amen. Why don't you just, I believe you've had enough. I tell you, I struggle with that myself. Don't you? God is so gracious to us. And I was trained as a little feller. Mama, granny, they would say, son, clean your plate. Don't waste your food. Amen. You got it out, eat it. Amen. Ever tell you that? And I've listened, Brother Jeff, I've listened to that all my life. Amen. Amen. He listened to. He believed it. Amen. God was supplying. He said, we have been blessed beyond measure, praise God, by holy and righteous God who was thinking of the frame and the structure in which we live. And He's there to take care of it, praise God, to help us. Amen. He tells us in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. He said, the evidence of things not seen. And He said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Amen. He's talking about through faith. Our elders had faith in God. Amen. They didn't have faith in their government. They may not have had much faith in people, but they had faith in God. They trusted the Lord. And said, by their faith, the elders, they received a good report. And through faith, now watch this, through faith we understand. In other words, that we know, we can comprehend that the worlds were formed by the Word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Said it was all out there. It was out full, without form and void. And God Almighty, the great engineer of the universe, He pulled it all together. He got things that He organized. He pulled it together. He put it in place. He provided the materials and the substance for the work to begin. Amen. And then God the Son, praise God, He took that substance that God gave Him, praise God, and He began to put together the world as we know it today. Amen. And He put us here to allow us to be partakers in the goodness of God. You know what our job is on earth? To just enjoy God and praise Him for His goodness. Amen. That's our job. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just enjoy what God has made and just give Him glory and praise, Brother Kevin, for what He's given us. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes us different from animals. Amen? It's our soul and our spirit that long after God, the great engineer and the architect of everything that we see and have. Amen? Praise God. So that we can build something with God. We can build our lives. We can build our homes. We can build our churches. We can build our community with God. As He begins to put the thing together, He begins to design it. As they can begin to supply the materials, they begin to design it and they begin to put it out there. Amen. So that me and you can look at it and see it as it is and enjoy what God has given us. Amen. Boy, we ought to be praising Him and giving Him glory every day for the blessings that we have from God. Amen. If we're not praising Him every day, boy, we're coming up short. Amen. Because there was a time that it was everything. It was without form and it was void, darkness. We could still be in that. But God Almighty, through the Holy Ghost of God, come to where you was. That great workman come from Christ, come to you. Amen. Nudge your heart. Turn the light on for you so that you wouldn't be working in the dark, so you could see your way out of where you was. Amen. Praise God. So that we could begin to see the great engineer and architect and designers of this world. So that we could give Him praise. Amen. I tell you, I love this. I hate even the thought of evolution. Amen. It goes against everything God teaches us in His Word. Amen. I'm going to preach against it, praise God, as long as I'm here on this earth. Because it's wrong. It's messed up. And they're teaching our kids, they're indoctrinating, they're pushing it down our kids' throat. Evolution. But that's just a theory. That was never proven. Amen. But God Almighty, He began to make something. He created all that we see and all that we have. Amen. For His glory and for His honor, that we might praise Him for all that He's done. Amen. That's the difference. You say, well, preacher, what's the answer to the question? Do we need an architect or an engineer or both? Well, I think according to God, we need them both. Amen. We need the architect, we need the engineer, and we need them working together to make what we need for the glory of God. Amen.